The St. Louis Chamber Chorus is doing its part with a Valentine's Day concert Sunday at Second Presbyterian Church. The afternoon concert will feature the Midwest premiere of Languish with Love. Composer Francis Pott is professor of music and chair of composition at London College of Music and Media. He joins us now along with the Chamber's Chorus's artistic director, Philip Barnes. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Steve.
Francis Pott, you flew in yesterday from London.
I did, yes, and I recall we spoke several years ago when I was in that position.
So I think it was 2008. Did you bring a sweater with you, was my first question.
Yes, I did. Yes, I was warned.
Okay, good. Philip, you two have worked together before. Francis just made reference to that.
Yes, we've commissioned Francis twice and received some wonderful pieces from him, and we're now going to give this regional premiere of what I consider to be Francis's masterpiece, which he wrote quite a few years ago.
I was just going to say it's not a new piece. Would you tell us a little history of it?
Certainly, yes. It's not new at all. It was written in 1989, and it was commissioned by a British choir, which then performed it in the States on tour. They performed it in the Folger Library in Washington, D.C., subsequently it was recorded, by which time there was a different conductor. So it's had many different manifestations, many different interpretations. Uh-huh. And it's a 15, 16-minute piece, and it uses a Latin refrain, but also a medieval English text, which is mostly a narrative. And the narrative is about a sort of dreamlike encounter with a Jesus Christ figure. Is this figure sitting on a hilltop, and it tries to express the idea of religious ecstasy in the form of Christ's relationship to his church, and the church is described as the bride. And so there's a sort of compound of religious ecstasy, but also anguish, and it's a very passionate poem. In fact, what I've used is a conflation of two versions of a medieval anonymous poem. And I put those things together, and then the work took shape from that.
And Philip, why did you choose this particular piece to sort of headline this concert?
Well, this is a concert, obviously, for Valentine's Day. Everybody knows all the associations we have with February the 14th. And I wanted a concert that would range from pieces of love and romance, which is certainly the case with works by Robert Schumann. We're singing some of his romances, some very beautiful romances from the north of England, which are arranged by William Gillies Whittaker, a piece that's actually called The Lover by Sibelius. So we've got all of the pieces that you might expect us to have on Valentine's Day, but I wanted to explore different meanings of the word love. And I thought immediately of sometimes we talk about being in pain with love as well as the pleasure of love.
Sometimes?
So, I couldn't possibly comment, Steve. But the piece that really has always struck me as the gold standard for this idea was a piece that I heard 10 years ago or so when it was released on CD, and it's Francis's Amore Langueo. And so I resolved then and there that one day the choir would be up to the challenge of this magnificent piece, as Francis says, about 16 minutes of uninterrupted polyphony. It's a magnificent work. It's a work that, even though it's describing the languishing of it's not a difficult piece for the audience to enjoy and to appreciate. It's very demanding for the performers, but as the ancient poet Horace would have said, you know, the art is in concealing the art itself. Mm-hmm. So I think it was the perfect capstone, if you will, for a program that explores love in all its varieties.
Is love often a subject of your work?
That's very difficult to say. I would say that in a sense it must be a subtext to all Christian and sacred music, but no, perhaps not in the sense of being at the forefront of one's thoughts. And as a composer of a lot of choral music, I think it's fair to say I've moved from a position of writing overtly Christian music to music which is interested in the state of the world we're in, rather than whether there is a world beyond. And mm-hmm. So I've begun to collate texts in a way that sometimes interrogates the state of the world that humanity has brought itself to, and so on.
Philip, you invited Mr. Pott here for this performance of his work with the Chamber Chorus. What would you like our listeners to know about Mr. Pott's work, his history of work, and what he contributes?
Well, we're in the fortunate position of commissioning composers from around the world and bringing them here and having them write specifically for this wonderful choir. And so why I have always had a great respect for Francis is that he knows incredibly well from personal experience as a boy soprano and then as an adult singer himself. He knows how the voice works. He knows how choirs work as an instrument. We don't always necessarily think of choirs as an instrument the way we would think of violins or saxophones or something. But they are an instrument as a unit, as it were. And you need somebody who is really familiar with the possibilities of the voice, the limitations of the voice, how to structure the different lines. And Francis has always had that understanding, I think, of what he's writing for in terms of the performers, but also has always had an eye towards his audience. And that's not to say it's sort of he's overtly commercial, but I think I would say, I hope I'm not overstepping the mark here, that he understands that art and music is a way of communication. And if the people listening aren't really fully connected to you, then it's failed.
But it's not bad for a great artist to be just a little commercial, right?
It's not a bad thing, and there are certainly examples through history of composers who were not.
I mean, you've got to make a living.
Well, you have got to make a living, but you might be making a living doing something else. I mean, my day job is that I'm professor of composition at a department in a university, and mm-hmm. so the challenge then is juggling the various balls. You know, you've got several jobs to do at once, and you lead parallel lives in a sense.
We have an example of some of Francis's work that you brought along with you, Philip. I think this is another piece.
Yes, this is a piece we have performed in the past. It's a little piece for Christmas, very familiar words to singers out there. It's called Balulalo, and I thought we'd just hear a little extract of it.
The St. Louis Chamber Chorus presents Languish with Love, featuring the work of composer Francis Pott. This happens Sunday, 3 p.m. at Second Presbyterian Church in St. Louis. If you'd like more information, please go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/St. Louis, on the air. And this, by the way, is your 60th season.
It is. This year we're bringing in some of our favorite contemporary composers and trying to present a veritable smorgasbord of choral classics. And so Francis's piece is one of the highlights of this concert. There are other pieces, of course, on the program, including a brand new work from Claire McLean in Australia. But it was a little easier to bring Francis here from England than it was to get Claire from the summer in Australia.
Yeah, she's not coming, is she?
She's not coming.
Any compositions in the work, Francis?
At the moment, yes. I'm working on concertos for cor anglais and for violin. Those are two separate works. I'm writing a song cycle, and I have commissions for works for chorus and orchestra.
Uh-huh. Now, you play several instruments, I think, primarily piano, do you?
I would probably admit only to the piano nowadays. I no longer have time to sing, so my voice has gone off, I think.
Do you compose works for the piano as well?
I have written quite a lot of piano music, yes, and I'm privileged to know some very distinguished pianists, and so I'm able to write and fairly Philip, difficult music.
Philip, one of the benefits of having Mr. Pott here is that there would be opportunities for people that enjoy his music to meet him, and I think you're having a dinner at some point.
That's right. After our performances, we'd like to go to a local restaurant and kick back there and just be relaxed, and Francis will be coming with us. So, yes, this is one of those rare opportunities that people have not only to hear the music of a modern classic, but also then to break bread with them afterwards.
Do you often do that, go out and meet the public?
Not in the way that Philip's described. I mean, that's a rare privilege, actually. It's usually that people are kind enough to come up to you after the concert, but there's always limited time, and so you say a few words and that's it.
You'll be back in the UK on Monday, I think.
Then you're off
on some sort of lecture tour?
I was going to be going to Germany, but that's one thing too many. So I shall be back to the usual daily routine from Tuesday.
Back in the classroom?
Yes.
All right. Any final words about the event on Valentine's Day, Philip, as far as...
Well, I would say that this is a program of beautiful choral music and different styles, different periods, and as I said, exploring different aspects of love. So wherever you are in your love life at the moment, I think this is the concert for you. Is that commercial enough?
That sounds very commercial to me.
Francis Pott, he is a composer and professor of music and chair of composition at London College of Music and Media. Nice seeing you again.
Very nice to see you, Steve. Thank you.
And Philip Barnes is artistic director of the St. Louis Chamber Chorus. The chorus is Languish with Love, Sunday, 3 p.m. at Second Presbyterian Church.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, In It for Love. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.